And hoping you were able to overcome the tropical storm Cindy. I'm in Denver, Colorado, and we've been dealing with high temperatures in the 90s, very unusual for Colorado, especially in June. Last week I left off with Revelation chapter 12, verse 5. And the signs in heaven that were supposed to bring on the rapture on the Feast of Trumpets, also called Rosh Hashanah. The date suggested was September 23rd, 2017, and some believe September 30th, since it is the Day of Atonement for Israel, in other words, the Day of Reconciliation between Israel and God. The Feast of Trumpet falls on different dates every year because it is dependent on the appearance of the moon. One of the people watches the appearance and notifies the rabbis that they can begin to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets. 7 days after that is the holiest day of the year, the Day of Atonement when God reconciles with Israel. Following will be the continuation of Revelation 12, chapter 12, verse 5, from the website www.cephas-notes.com. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. When the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there in for 1,260 days, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And the woman was given two wings and of a great eagle, and that he might fly into the wilderness and into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half of a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that she might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have a testimony of Jesus Christ. Should we be convinced that the rapture has been established? 30 years ago, when I studied Revelation 12, the woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet and upon her head the crown of 12 stars, I came under the impression that she appeared in the middle of the tribulation. I wondered why she was birthing a man-child. It didn't make sense. I crossed paths on internet with one of my favorite researchers who had it figured out. He made perfect sense and answered my question. Just to be sure, I wanted to see what others had to say to verify. I found several who agreed that the man-child is the body of Christ, his church. My ministry has been about events racing toward God's final goal. I have gathered information that is simply too powerful not to share it. What I'm worried about now, are there other plans for Christians in the making, since the enemy is advertising the rapture to be around the Feast of Trumpets in 2017. One of Lucifer's games is to demoralize Christians with failure of their prophecies. Ministries in general are cautious about that and ignore the teaching altogether. Since they are lying about the event, and Christians who believe the lie will be disappointed once again. Just remember not to give up if the rapture doesn't happen. I do believe that it will happen around the Feast of Trumpet, but when remains to be seen. It could be any year. Everything has to be in the place for God. Everything has to be in place for God to make his move, and it has to be a success. If anything had gone wrong at Jesus' Last Supper, when Jesus was betrayed, God's plan would have gone by the wayside. Man, to this day, is trying to become God by figuring out who he is and how he became God. That is one reason the Hebrews developed their own Bible and created astrology, to deceive people into thinking that God put every person on a wheel so he would not have to worry about them. From then on, they would be affected by the planets, similar to ebb and tide of the moon. Their circumstances would happen automatically due to the motion of the planets and their distances from each other, called aspects. Each birth is a different hour and place by latitude and longitude, making it impossible for two people having the same horoscope. Friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It will be available on cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas, cephas-radio.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross: "It is finished." God, Father, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing his word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark chapter 13, verse 22. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary with us at Cephas-thrift-shop.com. Cephas-thriftshop.com. We're selling our inventory at a 90% discount, books, DVDs, CDs, etc. The DVDs and CDs are originals. The books are used like new. We do have PayPal, who accepts credit cards, and they are safe. Join our monthly newsletter free, ad-free, and no soliciting at go-cephas.com. This radio program can be found on the web at cephas-radio.com. My email address is original@cephas-notes.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll have a happy and blessed week. Shalom. Rita Williams at cephasministry.com. CEPHAS ministry.com.